Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which we can all say, Amen. I've taken a couple of verses from our text. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us, for the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For in this hope we are saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what we already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Today we're confronted with the problem of hope, a reality that is difficult to describe, much less apply to life. People often express weak and false hopes about this world. I hope my political candidate will win. I hope my portfolio will grow. I hope the weather will be nice for the picnic. Or maybe slightly deeper hopes. I hope my friend will recover from his illness. I hope the war will end. I hope to cease sinning in this or that manner. We know from the scriptures that Paul lists hope as the second great abiding quality in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But now abide faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. It must therefore be of great significance, although apparently not quite as central as love. We read furthermore in the Proverbs, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The opposite of hope is despair, but that also appears to be the opposite of faith, so that might not be all that helpful. Although perhaps apostasy might better qualify as faith's opposite. Establishing what hope is according to the scriptures is an important task, I think, for the Christian. Paul expresses the problem of hope in our passage just read. The whole creation was subjected to frustration so that something better might arise. A creation liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. Moreover, Paul indicates that we are saved in this hope, and because we hope, we wait patiently for what is coming. The redemption of our bodies and life everlasting. So having thought about this a bit, I would say that hope is the expectation of something better coming. And true Christian hope is grounded in the expectation that Jesus is coming to restore the entire creation and set in place his kingdom. This is good news for the believer. You see, Christ is the great hope of the world. He has conquered the real issue for us, death, sin, judgment, and demonstrated this victory by overcoming a particularly brutal death on the cross, rising again on the third day. Furthermore, he lived a life without sin, something none of us could accomplish. Not only bearing his own burden, but carrying our burdens as well in his life. Once he had risen from the dead, he made bodily appearances to his followers, having them touch him, eating with them, and demonstrating that he was simply not a ghost. Finally, he ascended to heaven, later sending the Holy Spirit he had promised upon the gathered disciples. And also upon us through our baptisms and the provision of his ongoing word in our lives. All of these are great ways he provides ongoing and sure hope for us. Not only that, but Christ provides the hope of a coming kingdom of grace in which the faithful will dwell. There the lion will lie down with the lamb, and the child will play at the den of the cobra. All the creation will be at peace. And all this maintenance and all these meetings and all these other things we do here that wear on us, the maintenance of our bodies, our minds, our goods, the world around us, our institutions, our wealth, and all kinds of other things, will not simply be a struggle to stay in place as we inevitably decline to death, the problem of this life, but rather be replaced by some new and productive, and from our point of view, inconceivably great activity, which we will carry on in heaven. An activity of the new kingdom that has not yet been revealed to us, but will be of great importance. We have indications of this in the parable of the talents, for example, in which people who were originally given talents of gold were later put in charge of whole cities. But what about the here and now? How can we, the redeemed in Christ, who have this faith and hope, love our neighbors in this life? Well, first, we can hope in the right things. While we continue to have weak and insipid hopes in this life, I hope there's good weather, I hope the economy improves, etc., we can also focus on the hope we have in Christ and his return coming for us. We have an ultimate hope. We have faith that he has come and redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures, after all. And this is good, but we can also bring this hope of the Messiah who makes things right, not only in this life, but in the life to come. We can bring this hope to those in despair that they might also know the great hope that Christ brings to us. And so this hope spreads, and the world, devil, and flesh will push back against it. But we can rejoice with the apostles that we are even worthy to suffer for the name of Christ. And so in all things, even the suffering we sometimes face, hope in Christ provides a powerful witness to the reality of God's kingdom within and among us, the faithful in Jesus Christ. Amen.